Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host, James Lampkin, ready to take you through your quick hit of music trivia. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. You can play this game however you like, whether that is just by yourself or against some friends. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 80s. Same names. And who am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your score with other players. Also, feel free to pause throughout or repeat sections if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, it's back to the dawn of new wave and hair metal as we land back in the 1980s. We have 5 questions for you, all about hit songs and artists from the 1980s. There is 1 point available for each correct response. Here we go. Question 1. Which band, which shares its name with a US city, got a hit in 1984 with the song You're the Inspiration? Question 2. Which Australian band got an international hit in 1987 with their political song Beds Are Burning? Question 3. Which colourful album with a rhyming name was a hit for Madonna in 1986? Question 4. Paula Abdul's smash 1988 album Forever Your Girl produced how many number one singles in the USA? Question 5. The Highwaymen were a country music supergroup of the 80s, featuring Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, and which other red-headed country star? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is same names. It's certainly not uncommon for 2 people to share the same first names, even musicians. In this round, you will receive clues about 2 music stars who happen to have the same name. There is 1 point available for each name you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. Of these 2000s women, one was Miss Independent, whilst the other was part of the hit song Independent Women. Question 7. One of these men is known as the King of Rock and Roll, whilst the other is a famed English guitarist and songwriter. Question 8. These 2 were both stars of the 70s and 80s, although one is a male soul star and the other is a female who found solo fame after leaving a band. Question 9. Of these 2 women, one said, "Tell it to my heart," in the late 80s, whilst the other said, "I can do it with a broken heart," in 2024. Question 10. These two men were both rock stars of the 80s. One sang about Jack and Diane, whilst the other sang about Tommy and Gina. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music star. As each clue will reveal more information, the sooner you can get the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you can get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the final clue. Here we go. Who am I? Clue number one. I was born on Valentine's Day, 1972, in West Germany, to American parents. Clue 2. Whilst still a baby, my family relocated to the USA, where I lived a turbulent life with my mother. I learnt the keyboard as my first instrument at age 10, and I later joined the school choir. At 17 years old, I was convicted of stealing a car and ended up homeless. Clue 3. Pulling my life together in 1993, I became the singer in my first band called Tabitha's Secret. But it was in 1995 that my longtime band would form. We released our debut album in late 1996 called Yourself or Someone Like You. Clue 4. After hits with the band like 3 AM, I landed a major hit in 1999 as the vocalist on Santana's number one single, Smooth. Clue 5. I am the lead singer of Matchbox 20, and my solo hits include Little Wonders and Lonely No More. That's all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after this break to reveal all of the answers. And we are back. There is no more waiting. Here are the answers for you, starting with the hits of the 1980s. Question 1. Chicago. It is taken from the album Chicago 17, which is actually their 14th studio album. Question 2. Midnight Oil. The track was written about Indigenous land rights and the issues that face Indigenous people in Australia. Question 3. True Blue. It contained hits like Papa Don't Preach, Live to Tell, and Open Your Heart. Question 4. Four number one singles. Those included Straight Up, Forever Your Girl, Cold Hearted, and Opposites Attract. Question 5. Willie Nelson. The supergroup released 3 studio albums together over a 10-year window. Continuing on to round two, same names. You received clues about pairs of music stars who happen to share the same name. These are the ones we were looking for. Question 6. Kelly, as in Kelly Clarkson and Kelly Rowland. Question 7. Elvis, as in Elvis Presley and Elvis Costello. Question 8. Stevie, as in Stevie Wonder and Stevie Nicks. Question 9. Taylor, as in Taylor Dane and Taylor Swift. And question 10. John, as in John Mellencamp and John Bon Jovi. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Rob Thomas. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember that the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on now and let us know how you scored on this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content as well. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.